Well, the biggest thing that's coming up, and that's probably the main reason that I want to run at least one more time, and that reason is the fact that after every census, the next year, they take that data and they redraw the lines for every district. And because of that redistricting, because I've got so much seniority now, it really does make some pull. It makes quite a bit of pull, actually, in the legislature. And I'm hoping that I can have some pull to keep our lines as tight as we can.
We know the population is moving out of Southeast and into other areas of the state, but do we know if a redistricting, well, when a redistricting occurs, do we know which districts in Southeast would be most affected by that? Is it yours? Is it Bill Thomas's? Where does this stand to happen?
Well, that's a very good question. And when we look at it, we don't know how they're going to start drawing the lines. Now, if they start drawing the lines up in Anchorage and then go out from that, then it might be the person in Ketchikan or it might be me, but it wouldn't be Bill Thomas because they're going to push the lines this way. Mm. But if they start with district number one and go to district number two and then three and four, district number five will disappear. And that is Bill Thomas's district. So it just depends on how they line up those, you know. So we don't really know at this point at all.
It's anybody's ballgame.
Yes, right, it is.
Let's jump into some Southeast specific, some maybe even Sitka specific issues. The first being ferry service. I think this is the first and foremost thing that we ask candidates coming in. Does the current ferry service setup adequately serve the needs of Sitkins? And if not, what can be done about it?
It absolutely does not, efficiently serve Sitkins. There's no doubt about that. And that's not going to get better until we can find better economical ways to run the ferries. And one of those is to have day boats. If you have day boats, you don't have to have a crew on and have overtime all the time. Mm-hmm. So that's what you want. You want to be able to run those ferries at a shorter amount of time so you're not paying overtime. That's a biggie. It used to be that when I first came in, the biggest expense on the ferry system was the staffing of the all the workers. However, the cost of the ferry system, the fuel has surpassed that now. And so what we've done, and this is another thing that's been put into place, by the end of this year, they're not on every ship yet, but by the time we get done with our winter layups this year, we will have the database and the proper equipment on each ship, on each ferry, so that we can say, we know every second how fast it's going and what's the most economical speed to go. Mm. And we've got that on more than half the boats right now, but it's very expensive. It's like between $300,000 and $350,000, and so those are. But we've saved 12% in fuel just because we know now what's the best speed to go.